The USO did a tour throughout Alaska this past week, and today they made a stop in Valdez, where they did a special free-of-charge community show. They stopped in many Alaskan communities as a show of gratitude for our state's overwhelming support of the armed forces. In Valdez, they made special mention of our support of the local Coast Guard chapter during the recent government furlough. I had the opportunity to sit down with the performers here in the studio.
All right, so we are the USO show troupe, and as you know, the USO has been around since 1941, began in Times Square, New York City. The USO strengthens America's military service members by keeping them connected to family, home, and country throughout their service to our nation. So today's USO continuously adapts to the needs of the men and women in uniform, as well as their families, so that they can focus on their very important mission. And my name is Tyler. I'm originally from Sacramento, California. I became involved with the USO the way most of us become involved in anything performance-related. We audition, interview, and then kick right into gear with boot camp, learning all of our songs and numbers. And this is our second-to-last stop in Alaska. We've been to Anchorage, Fort Greeley, up to
Fairbanks,
and now here in Valdez.
Did we miss anywhere?
Kodiak, of course. How could we forget Kodiak? And I have wonderful troop members with me. I'd love for them to introduce themselves.
Sure. Hello. My name is Carly. I'm originally from Annapolis, Maryland, and I've been performing with the USO Show Troop for about 8 years now.
I'm Zoe. I'm from Columbia, South Carolina, and I forget how long I've been with the troop. I feel like it's around 4 years, 5 years?
Four-ish, I think that's right. I'm Joe. I am from San Luis Obispo, California. I joined the troop back in 2014. A common question that we get is if we are enlisted or if we're civilians. We are civilians, but a huge part of our life is lifting up our servicemen and women, mostly through song, if possible. So we travel all over the country and the world. We're based out of New York City, and we fly all around and get to perform and meet and greet, and it's just an absolute honor. It's one of the best jobs in the world, and we are so happy it brought us to Alaska. It's been really one of the trips of a lifetime for me. Absolutely. Never been to Alaska before. Most of us have never been here. So it's just been so cool. We wish we were here longer, but we've tried to see as much as we possibly could.
It's been cool but not cold. It's been beautiful
oh,
here.
Oh, this weather.
What a treat.
Amazing, yeah.
And we'd love to sing a little ditty for you.
Yeah, girls, take it away, why don't you?
He was a famous trumpet man from out Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was a top man at his craft, but then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie boogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam.
It really brought him down because he could not jam.
The captain seemed to understand, because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie boogie bugle boy of Company B. A root, a toot, a toot-a-toot, he blows an eight to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was some boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
I'd like to say a special thank you to the USO troop members for joining us here at the KCHU studio, and I'd like to say a thank you to the members of our community who supported the Coast Guard during the government furlough.